The eighth project is Turbulence House. It was designed by Stephen Hall, who did the Ralph Robson Hall at the university. It's his other Minnesota project, the Copperclad Architecture School, new building there. His approach, he uses prefabricated technologies to create a one-off structure. So this was a guest house designed for the artist Richard Tuttle in New Mexico. It's a project that he began in around 2000 and completed this year in 2005. Like a lot of the other projects, it makes use of sustainable features. There's a cistern to collect water for irrigation and for like rainwater use. And then there are photovoltaic panels in the roof structure for energy, for electrical. And actually, its form, if you look at the large photograph, there you see these rock formations that are off in the distance. They look like little shacks almost, but they're actually rock structures. And they almost mimic the form of the shape of the Turbulence House itself. There's that one photo of the breezeway that cuts through the Turbulence House. And again, this is a reflection, helps name the house, obviously, but also a reflection of sort of the wind-carved rock formations in the southwest. The outside was composed of 24 metal panels, and this was a collaboration with Zahner, which is a premium sort of metal fabricator that's in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm going to say. Hope it's not Kansas City, Kansas. They recently did the skin for the De Young, which is the Herzog and Jamiron Museum that just opened in Golden Gate Park, a very beautiful skin. So they're experts sort of at metalworking. And they used a computer numerically controlled system, or a CNC system, which means that the digital files are fed to a device which cuts each panel separately. So since the computer is doing it, every panel can be different. It's not like the same task has to be done each time, which is, allows for this intensely sculptural form without, you know, all the extra cost of having to do each panel by hand separately. There's a real contrast, I think, between the exterior and the interior. The interior was finished by local craftsmen, and so it's plaster and steelwork, and it's very, you know, it's very much a contrast against the exterior. The house was replicated a second time for an architectural exhibition in Italy, but the intention is not to make mass production of this, but instead to use that technology to create custom pieces. So it's sort of somewhere between this project and the future, I think, of prefab.